in our post-game show, and Mike Paco, the coach of the Bay College Norse. Well, that song, Staying Alive, Paco, and yet again, you guys stay alive. You want to make it where you have a little bit of interest in tomorrow's games in Mount Pleasant, eh?
Yeah, no, we did they pushed them back tomorrow?
Yep, they're playing tomorrow.
Okay. I did not see that. I was too worried about what was going on here and trying to get this field ready to play as I haven't looked at anything. But yeah, no, that's all we can do right now, right, Jack? Is just make sure that we do our piece and win our games, and hopefully we have something to play for come Tuesday.
What did you tell the guys? You know, it was frustrating. The kid had that, like a sinker, hey, and a curve, and we were just flailing all over the place early on in the game against their pitcher.
Yeah, I thought we did a poor job, and that's what we talked about. We did a poor job of not taking advantage of fastball counts. We got ahead in some counts, some 2-0, 2-1, 3-1 counts, and didn't get the fastball, the specific fastball we wanted and watched, even though it was going to be the best pitch of the AB, and I thought we did a poor job there. We took too long to adjust to that guy. We finally got to him. They helped us out with a couple of errors, and I actually think Coach did us a favor by pulling him when he did, and we were able to get to their bullpen. So yeah. This is a team that has never gotten down on themselves and gotten behind in a game and kind of rolled over. They're always going to fight. And when they opened the door, our guys were willing to bust through it and take advantage.
Well, and a lot of it starts with pitching. And they didn't have a chance to get into our bullpen because Lorenzo was just spot on. And he got stronger as the game went on, didn't he?
For the most part, we were a little worried there in the sixth when he walked a couple of guys. Looked like he couldn't find it for a couple innings. Actually, we had Bill warmed up, ready to go. We thought about putting him in, and Lorenzo came and fought to stay in the game, and that's what you like too. I have a soft spot for guys that want the ball like that and are going to fight for it. So we gave him the opportunity. I told him he couldn't walk anybody, or we were pulling him. And I guess we got to tell guys that more often, because he comes out and makes some kids look silly and throws that immaculate inning.
Yep, he sure did. 11 strikeouts, 3 hits. Okay, so how about game 2 now coming up in a little bit?
We got young man from the Netherlands, Thijs Rijpstra. He's been fantastic for us all year. We've actually given him some bad luck stuff where we haven't supported him as much as we should. He's a pitcher. He's not a thrower. He understands that he doesn't exactly blow a lot of guys away. So he uses his stuff and locates very well and does a good job. So we're excited. He's another guy that gives us a chance to win, just like we keep running out there.
Yep, we got to forget about the fun we just had and have some more, right?
Yeah, no, and that's exactly right. We got to reset. We can't rely on that last win, and just we can't ride that wave because they're